At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for tuning in to part two of this week's episode of the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. We're going to be jumping right into our next topic here. Let's jump over here to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And start here with Mr. Trevor Lawrence and
Sunshine.
What a wild ride it's been for Trevor Lawrence. His rookie season, let's just forget about that one. Then he had, you know, two really solid years in a row, and then last year was kind of like, what happened? Like it was just bizarre, and he got hurt, and it was all over the place with him, right? So what are, you know, he's now QB 17 around ADP. Like, it's, you don't want to pay a lot for him. I'm buying him at that price all day, every day. Like, I guarantee he will be QB 2 on my team everywhere if he's sitting there QB 17, but because I'm taking him before that. What about you guys? Bob, go ahead.
I am old and mean and cheap. I like my discounts. He is a discounted player. I one of the first things you do, or I do after a season, is I start making lists of players who disappointed people who are going to be discounted. He's like near the top of that list of quarterback. Last year was not great. There's a lot of reasons for it. The injuries, by the way, he's a tough.
Yes, he is.
I will not use foul language on this program, but you all know what I mean. He's tough as a nail, man. Like that about him as well. I think they'll work on the offensive line. That was an issue last year for sure. We'll see. I mean, like, you know, did we upgrade the receiving core? I'm not entirely sure. I do like Brian Thomas Jr. I am not a Gabe Davis fan. But Christian Kirk and Evan Engram were there, so I'm not sure I care too much. Those guys will be dominant pieces, or at least get dominant target shares. And maybe Brian Thomas Jr., who is the guy I'm drafting later in drafts, he's someone I got stacks with Trevor Lawrence in many, many drafts. So I think he's going to be just fine. And this is, seems like, you know, like last year at this time, we were talking about him as an ascendant talent and an offense on the rise. We're not having that conversation this year, but I think we should.
Yeah. I completely agree. The value is he was top 10. If you can tell me I can get a QB at QB 17 that last year was top 10 in pass attempts, air yards, rush attempts, rush yards, and rushing touchdowns at the QB position, sign me up all day. And Lawrence was last year, and he's been that every year that he's been in the league. So I think he has immense upside. People kind of forget he runs a good bit as well, which, you know, we're talking about all these running QBs. Obviously, he's not to the Lamar Allen level, but he is going to run. And I kind of like them making Engram and Kirk the focal point of the passing game because they've been his most consistent wide receivers. And then I'm completely with Bob. I mean, Thomas could end up being the best wide receiver in this class. Seriously, like a lot of people that I trust and believe in, you know, their ability to analyze these guys said from a talent perspective, he's as good as any of them. I'm betting on T-Law. I think this offense is being extremely undervalued in general, which we'll get into in a minute. But, I mean, across the board, ETN, like all these guys, Kirk, Ingram, like they're all being undervalued. Lawrence as well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. There was just something about him and Ridley that like didn't click, and it just messed up. It just felt like there was something with that whole just duo there that just broke the chemistry of this offense from the year prior. And, you know, we know we had that. I mean, I was all in on that combo. Like, I drafted Ridley everywhere. And week one, I was like, yeah, baby. And then it's like, holy cow, what just happened? I mean, Ridley pulled a Gabe Davis, man. He just disappeared certain games. It was just, and yeah, it just messed up everything. So I'm expecting a huge bounce back from Trevor Lawrence. And I think we'll be having a much different conversation about him next season.
Yeah, I'm right there with you as well. Agree with everything you guys have said. I like T-Law a lot this year. I think he's going to kind of pick up where he left off last year to start the season, start strong. You know, new look, new attitude, sort of a deal. And yeah, I'm on board. So talking about one of the guys here, we talked about Ridley briefly, but now he's gone. Zay Jones also gone. So that's 200 vacated targets that are now up for grabs. And, you know, Mr. Christian Kirk, the lone man standing in the receiver room, missed 5 games last year. So do we think Kirk is going to be, you know, the guy? He was going as wide receiver 31 right now. So it feels like people are kind of off on him as well. Keith, where are you with Christian Kirk?
Like I said, I think all these main Jag guys are undervalued. I mean, just look at it that Calvin Ridley last year saw 39% of the red zone target. Zay Jones saw 25% of them. Evan Ingram and Christian Kirk, the one thing they didn't really do last year was catch touchdowns or get red zone targets. I have to assume that's going to change this year, and they're still going to get the volume because we've seen now 2 years of Kirk with Lawrence. Like, he gets peppered with targets. He has a lot of good games. I love that, like, wide receiver 30 range, like Terry McLaurin there, Christian Kirk, guys that I am, like, scooping up everywhere I can. Again, I love all these Jaguars guys where they're going right now in these drafts. So, absolutely, I jump on Kirk in a heartbeat.
All right, Bob?
I'll have shares of Kirk. I think that's the right price, maybe a little bit of value. And thinking that the one guy on the outside, I mean, like, Evan Ingram's probably going to have more of Evan Ingram and hope he figures out the end zone. But you could say the same for Kirk too. So, like, I think, but those are the two assets I'm investing the most in. I do have an alarming number of Brian Thomas Jr. shares, probably to the point where I feel like I don't need any more, but there he is at the point in the draft where I'm going, well, I don't like anyone else, do I? So, you know, hoping for the best with him. But I think to me, Kirk and Ingram are the two guys that you're drafting in this receiving core.
All right, Joe.
No, that's pretty spot on. Kirk's the guy. He's the one you want. And it's, you're not having to pay up for it. And he, in my opinion, could easily surpass it. I mean, you're drafting him at his floor already. I feel like there's no risk with that pick.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At all. I feel like there's only upside with it. So that's like the perfect value for him. But let's jump in here to Mr. Evan Engram, which Bob, you mentioned here. So Evan Engram, does anybody remember he led all tight ends in targets and receptions?
143.
And
he was fourth in targets in the entire league of pass catchers, wide receivers, and absolutely. Tight ends. Fourth in targets. It's insane.
Yeah, absolutely crazy good year. Just didn't score touchdowns. And so fantasy-wise, everybody's going like, oh, he's a bum, right? going as tight end 8. How are we not giving this guy more respect, Bob?
We are. I totally am. I totally agree with you. Like, you know, gone are the days of Edgar. There's another guy that, oh, he's injury prone. He can't catch the football. Like, you know, people get coached up. They get better. They focus more, all these things, the maturity, all those things could happen. Evan Engram, though, I mean, you know, I'm chasing volume. And he's had that. I mean, 143 targets last year was like probably more than he'll get this year, but he had 95 or so, or close to 90, over 90 the year.
98.
Before. Yeah, 98. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm pretty comfortable drafting jumping a little ahead ADP on him and drafting him with glee.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to have a lot of shares of Engram along with a lot of shares of T-Law that I want. This is probably what some people thought maybe we'd see with Ridley coming back. And, you know, maybe to a slightly lesser degree, but 114 receptions was easily in Ridley's wheelhouse, but not last year, not with that, you know, relationship, I guess you want to call it. But I love Engram this year, so you guys said enough to sell me on something I was already sold on.
Yeah, pretty much. Keith, any I think you already said a little bit, but anything extra to what
we just again that red zone targets, 25% Zay Jones, 39% Calvin Ridley. He only saw 15%. I think Ingram's got to go up. He's now their big target, and we saw how much he liked to go to Zay Jones in the red zone. I think Engram could have a really big year if he just catches 3-4 more touchdowns. Didn't even have to have, you know, the targets and receptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't score till week 13. It was so great. I had him on a team. It was like, just please score. you'd be so good. I mean, I had people thinking like, should you drop him? Should you drop him? And I'm like, how do you drop the guy who's leading the league in targets for tight ends? Like, no way. Just, yeah, it's crazy how fantasy really, really messes with you sometimes. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, let's move on to the Tennessee Titans here and talk about Mr. Will Levis first. You know, he's got a new head coach here in Brian Callahan, who was the Bengals' former offensive coordinator. Calvin Ridley jumps from Jacksonville up here to Tennessee. They brought in Tony Pollard. So Will Levis be a fantasy relevant quarterback this year, Keith?
I mean, maybe. I don't want to say no, because I really do like what the Titans have done here. If you look at the receivers that they've now put around them, like you have Ridley, who is really good versus the zone. Hopkins is really good versus the man. Kind of giving him an option with both. He's got two running backs that are both good in space and good pass catchers. I really like the tight end Okonkwo. Like, I think that he's somebody, if Levis does step up this year, that could kind of be a breakout player at that position. But to be honest, I would rather have Bryce, who's kind of around the same value if I'm taking a second-year QB who everybody's kind of down on. But I'm not going to say no that it'll be fantasy relevant, but I think it's too risky. And again, I'd rather have Bryce Young if I'm taking a QB kind of in that range.
All right. What do you think, Bob?
That's probably been my view. Like if I'm get a QB three in best ball, I'll take some shots. Maybe he has another 4-touchdown game in him. And I'll get a week out of him.
If he's playing the Falcons, Bob, he will.
Right. You know. So, but yeah, beyond that, I think I'm kind of with Keith. If I'm like, you know, taking a chance super late on a quarterback, I'm probably more interested in Bryce. I will say the Callahan that we should be interested in is Bill and not Brian. The offensive line is going to be better in Tennessee, and that'll make a difference. Like, we'll see. Maybe Levis takes to a new offense, but I think, you know, while we're seeing, also the Titans will be seeing, because I don't think they know either. So, two quarterback leagues, super flex leagues, when I'm asleep at the wheel, I go, oh man, I didn't get a third quarterback. Oh, there's Will Levis. Okay. I mean, that's my primary interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he feels like more of a guy that you're going to stream like a DFS type weekly play type thing. Like, you know, he's got the arm talent. It's phenomenal. Like that first week, man, it was like, oh my God, he could throw the ball. Like, it was pretty, but he's so erratic. He's not super accurate, and that's really going to hurt him in the long run. So like, unless there's just a lot of things that he worked on this offseason, and we know these guys are working, but like, unless he, I wouldn't say work on it, unless he fixes, I think, a lot of things this offseason.
We need a Josh Allen type aggression, because Allen is very accurate. Yeah.
You kind
of
do.
We need more than that. Traylon Burks put in a lot of work too. Look what it's done for him.
Oh, no kidding. We're talking about a guy I was wrong about. I was so high on Burks coming about. He has been the biggest bust ever.
I feel like I'm being kind of a jerk like that. Like, clearly, if you're Will Levis, your situation has changed for the better, notably, right? I mean, you've got a coach, you know, in Callahan that brings in an offense that's had success with a young quarterback in the past, and you have some pieces around him, whether they all work out or not. Like, I mean, I'm not as interested in the pieces around him. I don't like the prices of them so much. And you know, but like, when I'm targeting ambiguity, like a running back, like the Titans backfield, I want it cheaper. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm overpaying. If I'm looking at the receiving core, I mean, the free square play, Tyler Boyd at least knows the offense. Maybe I'm going to have
that's the guy that probably, I like. I'm with
probably
you.
Yep. More of him. And like a Okonkwo too. Like, I look at him and I just think, like, I've seen this movie before when it was called Juwan Johnson, or, you know, there's always these tight ends that we all love and never turn into a thing. And I like Chico Okonkwo is great. I've talked to Terry McCormick, who covers the team, you know, pretty closely. And you know, he said, yeah, this could be, you know, he's got all he needs. Well, we know he's had all he needs. He's big, he's fast, he can catch the football. Right. Yet for some reason, it never quite happens. And we all chase him into the, you know, the double digit rounds. And I don't know, I probably still have some shares, but I'm just, you know, I think this is a better circumstance for Levis and the pieces around him. But still, I think it's going to be hard for me, given the pricing, to be super excited about any of them.
I learned the lesson with Ritter last year with that, though, right? Like, they did that with Bijan and London and Pitts, and they got, you know, him ready to go. And it's just Ritter was not that guy. And unfortunately, right. I think that's going to be Will Levis.
And Will, I think that's where the Titans are. They've got to find out whether they got a Ritter or they need to go out and get a Cousins or something else.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
All right. What we got next?
All right.
This is an icky question right here.
Yeah. So we just talked about this a lot. So you can only pick one. Is it Calvin Ridley or DeAndre Hopkins?
Hopkins for me.
You must.
He's slightly cheaper. He's slightly cheaper. Right. Like, I'll take the cheaper component here and feel like they probably have equal upside. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is done by any stretch. I mean, he's old, but, you know, so is Davante Adams. I think he'll still have a pretty good year too. It's, you know, it's like, maybe both these guys outproduce expectations and they're pretty good. I've been a big, like, one of my other soapbox issues is we let less than ideal quarterback play scare us off of really good wide receivers. And I don't want to do that. Even really good wide receivers, like, you know, or lousy offenses. And I keep saying it, but like last year, you know, Adam Thielen would like us to know you can be a wide receiver 18 playing with literally the worst quarterback in the NFL in the lowest scoring offense in the NFL and still have some value to a fantasy manager, right?
So Garrett Wilson has his hand up going, look right, what
so,
I did.
So yeah, I don't want to be so I don't want to be totally dismissive of these guys. But again, you know, like for one of the things when I'm mining bad offenses, I stay at the surface, right? Not drilling deep, staying at the top. Like if I'm looking at the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson, come on down. The rest of y'all get on with your bad selves. You know, so I mean, and so I think that's kind of I feel like I'm not giving them the respect or not following my own advice when I say don't let bad quarterback situations or less than ideal quarterback situations scare you off really good players. I think DeAndre Hopkins is a really good player, but he's getting older. I think Calvin Ridley, the jury is still out. I think he could be a really good player, but seems like he's had a lot of time to prove it and hasn't quite built that consistency I'm after yet.
Yeah, and Calvin Ridley's older than I thought he was.
He was when he got drafted. Like, I was livid take CeeDee Lamb and we took him instead. Like, just livid.
I had no idea that he was that old. You're right. He hasn't been in the league for, you know, as long as,
like, this is why I'm not a fan of teams. Not the least of which is Keith, I've already ranted on him once, so I won't rant on him anymore. But
it's okay.
If you're a Titans fan, how mad are you that you wouldn't pay a young AJ Brown all the money he wanted? Here you are giving Calvin Ridley, 29 years old, who's kind of been hit or miss. You know, all the money A.J. Brown wanted, and you didn't want to pay him.
Burks for Brown, straight up. How's that feel a couple of years later? Probably not too good.
Feels great as an Eagles fan.
All right, I bet.
Ask John Robinson how it
feels. Yeah.
You can find him.
Oh, man. I'm Hopkins just because of the price, but, I mean, you're right. Like,
that's it.
It's going to be tough to have either one of these guys. There's going to be probably more bad games than good with both of these guys. Like, it's just gonna be, and like some of their good games are gonna be like 10 fantasy points. You're gonna be like, yeah, you got me double digits. Oh man,
yeah, you're just gonna see the one, and
they're
front
gonna lack that huge upside. You know, I know Hopkins had the, you know, he happened to score three of those touchdowns in that Will Levis blow up, you know, first game. But like that was kind of it for him. Like last year, he had a couple other, you know, pretty massive games, but you're gonna get like two or three of those maybe, and that's it. Ridley probably about the same. It's gonna be tough with both of these guys. They're not gonna be very consistent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. I'm just gonna go Hopkins. You know what you're getting with him, and you know he's done it long enough that he's just going to be that boring. Okay, well, let's have it.
And you get him a whole round later. So yeah. Go ahead.
Exactly. I do want to say that I know what they were doing, because if you look, Hopkins is elite versus man defenses. And so what we saw was defenses played a lot of zone versus Levis, which he really struggled with. So you bring in Ridley, who's a receiver who's great against zone. And so hopefully that's going to kind of free it up and get them to where teams are just not basically running the defense that Hopkins is going to torch, but it's still going to rely on Levis, you know, like actually taking a step up. But I would definitely go with Hopkins having, I mean, even Ridley's best years, he didn't have the explosiveness and stuff that Hopkins does, even being 32 years old. He's going later, and he has, to me, a much higher ceiling.
Yeah. All right. So let's move it on here with the final question we have for the Titans, and that is Mr. Tony Pollard or Mr. Tyjae Spears in the backfield. Which one do we think is going to be the main guy, and are we just looking at a running back by committee? Keith?
Unfortunately, because I am a huge Tyjae Spears fan, and I also think Tony Pollard is a really serviceable running back, I think it's going to be a split, and we're going to see one of those deals where they use both of them. You look how much Spears was used with Derrick Henry and the history that he had with Vrabel. I just, you know, Spears is going to be used, and I just don't understand why you go out and pay Pollard if you're not going to use him either. They're both good pass catching backs. They're both good in space, which again makes sense with, you know, Levis's issues and trying to develop him. So I know that's not really an answer, but that's why I think Bob was getting to this point. they're both kind of, in my opinion, overvalued, especially in the sense that they're risky, right? Like, it's really risky because, you know, I think high end, maybe one of them gets 60% snap share, right? And it's probably more of a 50-50 deal. And I just don't know if that's enough in this offense for either one of them to be like a big time running back in fantasy.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you're like looking at running backs in that range, and like, I'll probably have shares of both of them, but maybe I'd rather just wait a later and get like a Blake Corum, who, like, you know, something the contingent value there is like an 80% workload share, right? And I don't know, you right. know, and, but
Marshawn
it's funny,
Lloyd,
but,
yeah.
or maybe, yeah, more, a player like that, right? Like, but also, I don't want to overstate, like, it is possible. There is a world in which Tony Pollard was limited for a good part of last season by the injury the year before, right? And also, like a couple years ago, the Cowboys running back coach Skip Pete, my old high school rival, I pounded him many times. Now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, running backs coach, but he told us, like, the Cowboys viewed Tony Pollard as a guy who needed a limited snap, not touch of snaps, mm-hmm. right? Like, it was like 30 snaps is about all we want to give him because that's where he's at his best. We saw him used differently under Mike McCarthy, and it didn't work out. And maybe it's as much the plays they were asking him to run or the places they were asking him to run. One of the things I talked to Michael Gelkin from the Dallas Morning News, and he pointed out, and I thought it was really good. He did a bit of a study. The number of times that Tony Pollard hit his high-end speed was like way down. Like, you know, went from like about 5% of his runs to well under 2% of his runs. Just wasn't getting the breakaways. Was that because he wasn't healthy? Is it because of where he was being asked to run? Is it because he was being asked to run more than he needed to run? Maybe he's in a situation with a diminished workload or a true timeshare where we get a little addition by subtraction. This is possible. I don't know if I want to pay to find that experiment out. Maybe I will be shaking the hand of some league winner who pounds me over the head with Tony Pollard, and I will congratulate them and move on. But and maybe I'm totally overlooking Tyjae Spears for the same reason. It's almost like I have a blind spot for him, and, you know, I hate doing that. But there's players I like either before or after that are kind of filling the spots that those guys might otherwise occupy for me. I'm just drafting other positions or, you know, in a different lane when they're going.
Yeah. Totally spot on there. I really want nothing to do with either one of them. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I think it's going to lean Pollard, but I don't think it's going to be too drastically in his favor. And I don't think it should be. You know, I do think, you know, we saw the yards per carry, his efficiency, Pollard's the drop massively last year. And I do think it was workload related. I do think there was a little injury hangover from the year before that didn't help that as well. There's just a lot of dudes going rounds after him. And then, you know, a couple rounds after Spears that I think can be the same player. You know, like, they might be the running back too. We might know that they're the running back too on their team, but they could get the same amount of workload, and you're paying, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to Pollard for some of those guys, you know? And so that's where I'm like, you know, I'd much rather have some of these guys. If I had to pick one, I'm probably taking Spears just because he's cheaper. Like, same answer as Hopkins. You know, it's just like,
especially in this economy,
offense.
I got Kevin Tompkins out there, but like, yeah, there you guys go. Like, looking at some of the players that are going after both of them. Like, I see, you know, look at Tony Pollard, and you're seeing Jaylen Warren going after him, Zach Moss going after him, Javonte Williams going after him, Brian Robinson Jr. going
after
him.
There's the guy. I love Robinson this year.
Right, and then I look at Tyjae Spears. I look at Devin Singletary. Got like, I don't know if I expect Devin Singletary to be great, but I expect him to be really busy. And if I'm chasing volume,
no kidding,
running back 34, yes,
and he
please.
Hasn't missed a game in like 4 years, so he's been actually very durable, which you don't think.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
He's got experience with that bowl.
Gus Edwards going about four rounds later. I'm probably going to take my chances there. Though I mean, there's a lot of guys. Ezekiel Elliott, way later, I might even be more interested in. Jerome Ford.
You could even get Zeke's backup, you know, much later, who, let's be real, like, would we at all be surprised if, like, somehow he takes over for Zeke because Zeke's just washed? No.
I'm not against having some exposure to these guys in best ball, but if I'm drafting like in a single, like if I'm shifting into a redraft mode, you know, I'm probably not targeting that ambiguity at that price.
No. Totally. So
Kevin Tompkins in this like economy.
He's so funny, man. He cracks me up.
All right. So we like to finish up these division draft guides here with one question. And it is, who is your wild card player? And how we've been describing this is just the guy who sort of has the biggest difference making outcome. You know, the guy who could be a huge league winner to possible bust. And Bob, we will start with you.
If you're looking for someone who could be like the lead winner or the bust, it's probably Stephon Diggs, right? I mean, he's a guy who could be Stephon Diggs still, right? Yeah. You know, and also could be horrible. I would like to say Jelani Woods because you guys were so disrespectful of him in the Colts segment.
Bob like this tight end 6'6 or taller. He gets it.
I do. And like, I mean, they're, you know, but if they didn't have four of them in Indiana, they'd probably be really keen on one of them. But I do think Diggs, you know, the range of outcomes there, maybe he is that Stephon Diggs still. Maybe that blip on the radar last year, and he's going to demand the ball, you know, not through his attitude, but through getting open on a regular basis, right? Maybe having those other pieces around him will be helpful that he hasn't had in the past. So, I mean, I think he's like the boom bust guy that might be the wild card. I wanted to say something about Travis Etienne too, because I mean, you're drafting him as running back 10 right now. He finishes running back, what, 3 last year? There was a number I saw this week that, like, you know, you're talking about short area acceleration. His top, he was going 19.6 miles per hour across the line of scrimmage at one point last year. Think about that. The fastest speed in the NFL last year was 22.6 miles an hour. That was DK Metcalf on a 73-yard run, right? 19 and a half miles an hour at the line of scrimmage. That's some serious
acceleration. He's hitting the turbo button or something there, Bob.
Yeah. That's some serious acceleration. And we might, you know, the volume has been impressive for him, better than we expect. I know they keep saying they want to lighten his load, yet they keep not lightening his load. Last year, it was like 75% of the running back touches. So, you know, like, good luck with that, Tank Bigsby. I'm not sure you're the guy that's going to be cutting into that workload. I think, like, I've never been a Travis Etienne guy, but I'm starting to come around a little bit. But I don't think he's a wild card. I think, you know, Jelani Woods is the true wild card.
Volume plays. If you like mixing, you got to like Etienne, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Keith, what do you think?
Your wild card player of
Bob literally took the words out of my mouth. Is Travis Etienne, who I think is an extreme value, just like all the Jags. The reason I think he's a wild card, though, and I stand by it, I don't know if at his size he's going to be able to continue taking this kind of workload. Like we just see with these running backs this size, if they get that many touches, it usually eventually wears down. And I was wrong about last year, and obviously if he does it again this year, I'm completely wrong, but it just scares me when you get kind of a smaller back and they're getting that kind of volume, especially on back-to-back years. And I know we laugh at Tank Bigsby, but he was a really good back coming out of college. And we talk about the tight ends and wide receivers taking a year or two to kind of get it going. We've seen this with running backs where their first year is kind of a disaster, and then they figure it out year two. So I am very interested to see what, but I'm picking up Travis Etienne everywhere I can because, again, what is it, running back 10, right, is his current ADP? And, I mean, I think at worst he'd be like running back 6 or 7 if he gets the volume and stays healthy this year in an offense that we all think is going to be better than, you know, obviously the public expects.
Yeah, that's where I've got him ranked is number 7 right now. So it's – and, you know, there's a couple of guys who he finished ahead of who I think, you know, give them full years. We expect Bijan to take a big leap this year with the new offense.
JT healthy.
You know. So that kind of stuff plays into it, but he's still a little undervalued. There's a couple of guys that you're like, really? What? Like, all right, maybe pump the brakes on them a little bit. But AJ, who is yours?
Well, I was debating on going ETN, but I guess I don't need to talk about him here. I will just say I double tapped him as my RB2 after taking Barkley and Scott Fish.
Ooh, I like those.
So, volume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got That's ETN what I was thinking.
My RB1, right, AJ? I think.
Yeah, he's your one. That's
who I got.
Yeah, I will go with Kirk here. I think that, again, since we had so many vacated targets there, some of those could end up with ETN. I think a decent chunk will end up with Brian Thomas, maybe a few and a cup of coffee to Duvernay. But I think Kirk is going to be the one to really step up here. And, you know, the pressure's on him to do it, but I think there's just general pressure on this team in general and again, with Ridley being gone now, I think this is, you know, a new opening for him, a new opening for Lawrence again to kind of just rekindle, you know, their own working relationship and just nail it down and really take off here.
So I'm going to finish off here. And I said it earlier, so not a whole lot more to say. Anthony Richardson's my big wild card player. I really do think he legit has QB1 upside, but injuries plague him again. You know, NFL offenses really start figuring him out. We could see him slip down into, you know, QB top end QB2 range where the price you're paying for him right now is, you know, QB5, QB6. And I know there are people in some leagues who love him enough to take him QB2, QB3. You know, they just love that upside and they're going to go pay for it. I really think he could be a win or lose player for a lot of people. So, all right. That is it for the show. I want to thank you, Bob and Keith, for joining us tonight. It was great having you on. Before we let you go, though, I just want to give you both a chance to let everybody know where they can find you and what you got going on. Keith, we'll start with you.
You can find all of my stuff on Twitter/X. I still can't get used to that. At Keith Fleming, KEITHFLEMMING. Doing some golf work still for Fantasy Six Pack up until the football season. Had a really good first round at the Scottish Open. We've actually gave some winners for the tournaments the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we're going to end on a heater this golf season. We only got about 5-6 weeks left. And then, you know, obviously getting ready for me and Joe Matz to get back to doing our DFS football show for Fantasy Six Pack in the fall, starting week 1. But a lot of great stuff on Fantasy Six Pack right now. You should check it out. And always enjoy getting to do a show with the great Bob Harris.
And Bob, where... what you got going on, man?
You can find me at Football Diehard on the X device. You can find me at Football Guys. My weekly fantasy notebook is free there. You don't have to pay. You can get that every Monday. Also, check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on the Audible. We have three YouTube channels. Check them all out. The Fantasy Football channel, the Dynasty channel, and the Audible, where I get to hang out with the great Sigmund Bloom and Cecil Lammy, much to my glee. You can also find me at the Fantasy Football Expo next month, along with my good friend Bob Lung. But also, be doing the Klingish Classic Draft. Having a good time there. So I hope to see everybody there at the Expo. Having a good old time.
Yes.
Yeah. AJ, looking forward to it. Keith, I don't. You said you couldn't make it, right?
Not this year, yeah, but I'm definitely going next year for sure.
It's a good time. So, Bob, we will be seeing you there. I'm still in the online division for the King's Classics, but I'm there in person. I think a few other people are as well. So, I'll hunker down at one of the tables in the back and watch you guys while I draft my team. All right. Well, that is it. I want to thank the both of you for coming on, and we will have to do it again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right, AJ. So that's it for the NFC or AFC South. Sorry, I apparently should not have done the show tonight. Who knows?
You are off your game. AFC,
I have no idea what's going on. The whole like screen flickering just threw me for a complete loop, and I'm done. So AFC West is next week on Thursday. We got Pat Fitzmaurice and Jordan Schultz returning or coming on this for that one. So that'll be a good show there, and that wraps up our AFC. But yeah, while you're still here, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, leave those comments, and go subscribe to Fantasy Six Pack. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.